The quality of Europe's environment matters to all of us. It is the basis for healthy citizens, but increasingly also the basis for the future-oriented green economy that we all want. And in order to know how we are doing with Europe's environment, we at the European Environment Agency every 5 years bring together our best knowledge on how the European environment is doing and where it is going and why policies work or should be better implemented in order to work even better. And we bring all of that together in our European Environment State and Outlook Report 2015. And it gives a mixed picture. On the one hand, we are improving our policy performance when it comes to air quality, water quality, resource efficiency. We are using less energy and less natural resources to create the wealth which we have in Europe. We are generating less waste and we are recycling it better. So those are all positive outcomes. And they do not only lead to better environmental quality, they also are a basis for healthier lives in our cities, for example, but also for a stronger economy, as the sectors that are related to these policies create good jobs and they create competitive industries for Europe in a global economy. But there are also more difficult issues to tackle, like biodiversity loss. Although we protect species and we protect areas, nature areas in Europe, our biodiversity is still threatened, and most of the places in Europe are not in good environmental status when it comes to biodiversity. Our resource use is also decreasing when it comes to the economic output of, for example, 1 liter of fuel or of 1 kilowatt of electricity. But since our economies are growing, we overall are still using resources in an unsustainable way. So if we look into the future, we will really have to do two things. First of all, we will have to go more to the essence of the key systems that are driving environmental qualities, and that is the transport and mobility system. Think of the fuel we use there and of the air pollution that comes from that. The agricultural system and the food system, think of the water we use there. Think of the fertilizers we use and the impact that has on water quality. Or think of the urban environment where issues of unhealthy air pollution and fine particulate matter are still present. So we will need to tackle these systems. At the same time, we know that in the last 20 years, all of these issues have gotten more and more global. So we will need to have strong European policies as a basis to work on a global scale with Europe's partners to perform what it is we are doing at that level. Because we have a clear vision in Europe on where we want to be in 2050. We want a low carbon economy, we want a circular, really green economy, and we want an economy that provides ecosystems that are healthy and that give us the services that we need. If we want to do that, we know that the current policy trajectories will probably not suffice. They are ambitious, but not ambitious enough when we want to come to the 2050 low carbon society and circular economy.